If you took advantage of the spring weather to spend part of this past weekend outdoors, you may have noticed you had some company late in the afternoon. Small, buzzing, annoying company.
With these heavy rains and the warm weather that we've gotten, the mosquitoes are starting to come out in full force.
Neza Sequeira is the public relations director for the Marin-Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District. She notes that it takes just 5 to 7 days for the pesky bugs to gestate and hatch, after which the adults stick around for roughly a month. And they come in a lot of different varieties.
There's over 21 different species in both Marin and Sonoma County. So each type of mosquito likes a different type of habitat. Some like catch basins, some will like freshwater or even salt water. So an example would be the tree hole mosquito, which is the season that we're actually going into. The female lays her eggs in the rot holes and crotches of oaks and bay. They don't fly that far from their source, but they are definitely a huge pest.
The Mosquito District has staff members out in the field every day of the year, working to hold down the numbers of the bugs by getting rid of or treating small pools of standing water where they can breed. Ann Sequeira says they make house calls.
The first thing they're going to do is check your yard, see if you've got any type of standing water. Depending on the water source, they may either dump it out. If you've got a permanent pond, they might put some mosquito fish in there. If it gets to the point where they can't find where the mosquitoes are coming from on your property, they then will go out into the neighborhood and they'll check areas that we're aware of that have bred mosquitoes in the past. And they'll even set a trap on the property to find out exactly what type of mosquito it is. And that helps them pinpoint what type of water source they're coming from.
Of course, they can never eradicate all the mosquitoes, so insect repellents are often in order. Sequeira says there are a number of effective options to choose from.
You want to make sure that it's been approved by the FDA. The ones that we're recommending, which is recommended by the CDC, obviously number one is DEET. It has the longest history of testing. The next and newest one is picaridin. People seem to like that a little bit more. It's not as greasy. And then after that is oil of lemon eucalyptus. It's not the essential oil, though. It's a synthetic. And last but not least is IR3535, and that's actually only found in the Avon repellents.
In recent years, concerns about mosquitoes have been heightened, as the bugs can be carriers for West Nile disease. Happily, Neza reports, the disease has not been seen locally for a while, and they have been on the lookout for it.
The last 2 years, we've had no activity whatsoever. Our lab, what we do is we test mosquito pools. So a mosquito pool is a sample of a mosquito, and it can be up to 100 mosquitoes or maybe one or two mosquitoes, depending on how many are actually caught in that trap. And so we'll test them on site for West Nile. So we've been pretty fortunate the past 2 years.
Researchers are still trying to figure out the inner workings of mosquito chemistry and their appetites for our blood. There has been one recent finding, though. It's now believed that the thing mosquitoes find most attractive is our breath. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.